worthy to be prayed. And Niches allowed us this privilege of being participatory in this place of praise once again. Listen, it's good to be alive. It's good to be alert. And it's good to be active. Certainly, I thank God for these deacon brethren and trustees who have devoted us, and to these pulpiteers, Reverend McCoy, and to Reverend Foster, Reverend Woods, and Reverend Redwine. Amen. Do we have any more preachers in the house? All right. Listen, it's good to see all of you, and especially our children. Come on, bless God for us. Amen. Come on, we can do better than that. Amen. It's a joy to be in the land of the dying, on our way to the land of the living. God has given us one more time, one more chance, one more opportunity to lift his name, to hear his word, and live life better. Deacon Lee said when he leave, he want to be better. And I pray that that's not only his prayer, but that's all of our prayer. That after hearing God, we'll be better. Psalm 34. Verses 17 through 19. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're looking for it, say wait. All right. The righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saves such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but y'all just missed it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but capital L-O-R-D. The Lord delivers him out of them all. Look at somebody and say, the Lord will deliver. Come on, say it with a little grip. The Lord will deliver. Yeah, if you believe that, praise him on your way to your seat. Don't have to wait until he delivers. I can praise my way through. I don't have to wait until he brings me out. I can praise him in the midst of my troubles because I know that it is already done. I'm just waiting on my package to come. It has already been shipped. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When you order something from a company, they tell you that it's already shipped. You don't have it yet. but it's already shipped. Which means that it's on its way. Your breakthrough, your deliverance has already been shipped. Y'all like y'all not glad. David, in Psalms 34, gives God praise for the troubles God delivered him from.
Amen.
He was no stranger to trouble.
Well,
because David found himself in many occasions in trouble.
Well, that's right.
He experienced danger and troubles when he was out tending his father's sheep. He said a lion and a bear came and took one of his sheep, and God supernaturally endowed him.
That's right.
To deliver the sheep from the lion and bear.
Well.
David, Jesse's son, was a strange knock at the door one day, and Samuel was ordered to go anoint David before he served as king. David was anointed and he served King Saul. And he was a mighty warrior, went out and fought against the Philistines. The Bible says that he won a great battle over them. He was so much of a champion that the women got the cackling.
That's right.
Saul killed his thousands. But David, his 10,000. He was doing well and pretty good until the women start singing. And the jealousy of Saul took hold of him and control of him, and he sought David's life.
That's right.
On an occasion, David fled from Saul.
Yeah.
Ran into enemy territory. And he played crazy. Because he feared the king.
That's right.
And the Bible says God delivered him.
That's right.
He was no stranger to trouble. And so he could sit down and put pen to papyrus and write this sweet melody.
Yeah.
This song of praise, because he was thankful.
Yeah.
Because the Lord delivered.
Yeah.
Every now and then you ought to look back over the chasm. Look back over the landscape of your life.
That's right.
And see where God has brought you from. And you ought to see that God has brought you through many valleys and over many mountains. God has brought you through the valley overshadowed by death, and every now and then you ought to have a breakout moment. You ought to have a time where you just give God praise for all He's done in your life. Come here. God hadn't brought you this far to leave you now. It's not that God was good. God is. And the same God who brought you through is bringing you through right now. David sat down and put pen to papyrus to write Psalm 34. And he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Is there anybody here feel like David this moment? that you are not an occasional praiser, but you praise God all the time. And the reason you praise God all the time is because all the time God is good. And He's good all the time. David can help us in our times of trouble because he was no stranger to trouble. He engages himself in excited praise. And he says, constant and continuous praise. In other words, in every situation and upon every occasion, David said, I will give God praise. Why, David? Well, as we peruse the pericope, as we tiptoe through the premise of this particular passage, David reveals to us three reasons we ought to give God praise. First of all, he says we ought to praise God and know that we are assured of deliverance because there is confidence in God. Sentence 17, David says, the righteous cry. And the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. That's confidence. He didn't say he might. He says the Lord delivers. The Lord hears and delivers. Now he deals with confidence. And he has confidence, number one, in God hearing him. He has confidence of being heard. All David said, the righteous cry and the Lord hears. The word hears in sentence 17 is the word shama. In Hebrew, shama means to hear with intentions to give undivided attention, to hear our case, to hear and answer. What David wrote to tell us is God is Jehovah Shama. He is the God who hears and answers our prayers. God is always listening. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God will never ignore you. And I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning, but I came with good news. God is not ignoring you.
That's right.
Let me say that again. God is not ignoring you. God hears you. God is listening to you. That's good news. That when we bow down on knee station, God is not ignoring us. I know we're in trouble. I know we've been in trouble a while. I know there's a pandemic in the land. But God is not ignoring you. He's listening to you. I know know you got trouble in your home and trouble on your job. I know your finances are out of whack and trouble is everywhere. But God is not ignoring you. He hears you. Help somebody if you will. Look at him and tell him God hears you. Oh yes, he does. He hears you.
That's right. That's right.
1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him.
Yeah.
That's good news.
That's right.
Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. God hears you. Matthew 21, 22. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing. You got to know God is able. And God is willing. He hears you. Believing, ye shall receive. Look at the person on the road with you and tell them God is not ignoring you. He's listening. He's listening to you with the intentions of doing something for you. I have confidence in being heard because I have confidence in God. Is there anybody in this sanctuary this morning with confidence in God? I got confidence in God. So first of all, David had confidence in being heard. But then David, secondly, had confidence in being delivered. Not only just hears me, but he's already working this thing out. I told you, he's shipped to you already. You got to learn to praise your way through. Sing your way through. Pray your way through. Because it's already shipped to your address. He will deliver. I'm not stuck in what I'm in. He will deliver. This thing don't have the best of me. He will deliver.
That's right. That's right.
This is just an opportunity for God to show up and show out. He will deliver.
That's right.
Everything I go through is just an opportunity for God to show his power over all extremities. I got confidence
that
I'm going to make it through this. He will deliver. David said, the righteous cry. But the Lord delivers the righteous from all his troubles, all of his afflictions. This word deliver is the word natsal in Hebrew, which means to snatch out. It means to snatch away. It means to free. In other words, David said the Lord snatches and frees the righteous from all their troubles.
That's right.
Trouble everywhere. Trouble on my right hand. Trouble on my left. Trouble in front of me. Trouble behind me. Trouble on top of me. Trouble beneath me. Everywhere I look, everywhere I go, everywhere I turn, there's trouble. I was in over my head. I couldn't swim myself out of the sea of trouble. I
myself out. I tried clawing and crawling with all I had. And David said, boy, you can't do it. He said, the Lord will.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Listen, I just feel this in my spirit to help somebody this morning. You know, we use up a whole lot of senseless energy trying to get ourselves out of trouble.
That's right. That's right.
I know you got yourself in it.
That's right.
Some of it. But you can't get out of what you got yourself into.
That's right.
David says, the Lord. And he says, all. He snatches. I hope you don't think you are in here looking as well as you are looking because you did it.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I hope you don't think you are in here and you are in your right mind.
That's right.
Because you did it. Come here. See, God snatched us. Out. He snatched us away. He brought us through. See, God snatched us out of the liquor stores. God snatched us out of the clubs. God snatched us out of the crack houses. He snatched us out of a life of infidelity. He snatched us out of gangs. We didn't walk out. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. He snatched us out. I know you want to pat on your back because you're doing well, but you're not doing well because, you know, it's what you have done. It's because of what God is doing in your life. He brought you out. And I think I ought to just give you a few seconds to give God praise for where God has brought you from. Come on, I'm going to give you a few seconds to just thank God for bringing you out and snatching you out. See, I got enough sense to know if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'd be, but I thank God that He's on my side. Because He's on my side, even the stuff that I've gotten myself in, He brings me out. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord, for bringing me out. Is there anybody in here can give God praise for bringing you out? God, confidence in God. I got confidence that He hears me.
That's right.
I got confidence that He is delivering me. But not only that, I can praise Him and celebrate deliverance. Because of His closeness.
That's right.
Sentence 18. David says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saves such as of a contrite spirit.
That's right.
He's close to the brokenhearted, the shattered heart.
Yes.
He saves the contrite spirit, the crushed spirit. Oh, brothers and sisters, there are some things in this world that'll break your heart and crush your spirit.
That's right.
We have dealt with some of those things already. Some of us are no strangers to having a broken heart. A shattered heart. And a contrite, crushed spirit. David says the Lord is nigh. Listen to what God will do. He's not to such persons. He dwells with them. He looks for them. He revives and restores them. He builds them back. He mends their heart. He saves them. In other words, God is close enough to you to put the pieces of your heart back together again. See, when people that have broken your heart and have shattered your heart see you doing as well as you're doing, it's a wonder, because they didn't think you were going to make it and survive after what they put on you. But look at you. You are up in here, looking good as you look, looking well as you look, not because your heart hadn't been broken, but your broken heart has been put back together again. You put the pieces of your heart back together. He's just that close to you that no piece of your heart is lost, that he puts it together, and it's a full picture. Y'all know how puzzles are, that when you put a puzzle together, if you're missing one piece, it's not a full picture.
That's right.
But God knows where every piece. And he knows where every piece goes. So he puts it back together. Perfectly. So your latter state is better than your former. See, some of you wouldn't look as well as you look if you hadn't gone through what you have gone through. You better now. Because your heart been broken. You better now because your spirit been crushed. You better now because you've gone through what you have gone through. And one thing you have come to realize in the midst of it all is God is near you. People walk out of your life, but God is near you.
That's right.
Oh, he walked with me. He talked with me. He tells me that I am his all. Contrite spirit. I got to get out of here. David said God will deliver. He had confidence. He knew the closeness. But then he knew the care.
That's right.
Look at sentence 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But what y'all waiting on? But the Lord delivers from them all. Let me say that again. Many are the affliction. He didn't say a few.
That's right.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Righteous people suffer.
That's right.
Righteous people go through. Righteous people live pressurized lives. Righteous people are fired. Righteous people suffer loss. But David stamps a butt. The Lord. See, I don't mind going through if I know how it's going to come out. It's like reading the book and going to the ending of the book before you read the middle. I already know how it's going to come out. See, I don't mind going through and suffering a few things when I know what God is going to do. David said, the righteous suffer. The righteous are afflicted, but the Lord delivers from them all. That's the care of the Lord. In other words, the word affliction means a wrong, a moral deficiency, mischief, something, or someone that causes serious harm to you, hardship, adversity, a calamity, misery, or distress resulting from a disastrous event, unethical, immoral activity against you, whether by speech or by practice. David said, our afflictions are many, many, pretty, many, many afflictions, but I like what David said. He says, but God, I'm suffering in every aspect of my life, but God, trouble all around me, but God, sick in my body, but God, trouble in my home, but God, been laid off my job, but God, children acting up, but God, spouse won't act right, but God, my mind is all distorted, but there's a but God. Is there anybody in the room this morning can celebrate God because there's a but God? I may be going through, but it's not going to silence my praise, because I got a God on my side who's going to bring me out. Do I have a witness? In trouble, and I was on my way to hell, but God, over 2,000 years ago, he put a but right there. He said, Rogers, I know you haven't done all things right. He says, but I'm going to deliver you from a burning hell. Is there anybody in the room this afternoon can thank God for delivering you and picking you up and turning your life around? God put a but in there. You were on your way to hell, but God. You were sick in your body, but God. You were sick in your finances, but God. Your children were misbehaving, but God. Your spouse was misbehaving and acting up on you, but God. God will make a way out of no way. Y'all, excuse me this morning. My soul is happy. I get happy when I think about what God has done and what God is doing in my life. He turned my life around. He headed me in a different direction. And I can praise the Lord because God put a butt in the midst of my life. Is there anybody in the room can thank God for butt? But God has turned it around. He did it on a hill called Calvary. I told you we were on our way to hell. But God, he put an old rugged cross on his shoulders. And he marched up a hill called Calvary. He let him nail his hands and rivet his feet and put a crown of thorns on his head and pierced him in his side. He dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder, and he died that Friday evening. But that's not the end of the story. Early Sunday morning, he got up with all power, heaven and earth in his head. Let me ask you my question one time. Ain't he all right? Let me hear you say yes, yes, yeah. Yeah! Yeah! He will deliver. He will deliver. He will deliver.
We're not in this to say.
Yeah.
He will. Deliver.
Yeah.
Confidence. Trust. Put your confidence in God.
Yeah.
Know the closeness of God.
Yeah.
Know the care of God.
He will
deliver. He's working things out.
He will
right now. Your shipment, your package is on the way. Don't wait until it gets to your address. You got to have confidence that it's already here. And I'm already better. He has already worked it out. The doors of the Lord's house stand ajar. If y'all would help me by standing, helping somebody make a decision to receive Christ today into their heart as Lord and Savior. Jesus is worth standing for.
Yes, Lord.
And maybe some soul here today lost. And the word of God has reached you.
Yes.
You can be saved today if you can believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that He is the Son of God and He died for our sins. God raised Him the third day and He lives. He lives forevermore. You can live. You can receive life if you would just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Come today if the Lord is speaking to you. Secondly, if you're here today and you need to be restored, life is heavy. Life has a way of zapping in your energy. Life has a way of draining your battery, your spiritual battery. Lord, I need strength to endure. Come, the Lord will restore you. He will revive. He will redirect, re-energize you. Thirdly, if you're here in need of a church home, and the Lord has laid New Bethlehem Baptist Church on your heart. Come. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Y'all pray with me if you will. Somebody be saved. Listen, not only here in person, but those that are watching virtually, you too can be saved. You too can be restored. And you too can receive a church family. If you would write us, we would love to communicate with you and share with you the Word of God via phone, text, writing, or what have you. We want you saved. We want you restored. We want you churched. Come today. Come today. Listen, God bless you today as you are on your way out after the benediction. You can give. And certainly we encourage you to do that. I also encourage you to share your faith as you go hither and thither. As you run into people that are suffering like you, that's dealing with life like you, share with them what has been shared with you. If there's confidence in God, know that He's close and He cares. Just that simple word will bless somebody's spirit. Father, we thank you today for what our eyes have seen, ears have heard, hearts have received. We thank you, Father, for pulling up a chair and sitting among us to receive our praise and worship. And Father, giving us strength and your Holy Spirit to stand and preach your truth. We thank you, Lord, for a word of hope and a word of confidence that you will deliver. You're working things out now.
Thank you.
Now, Father, as we make ready to leave this place, bless us and keep us in your care. Watch over us and guide us. Send angels before us and encamp them around us, that we'll be safe. Lord, you know what's happening in our land, and we come to you because you are a keeper. You are our caretaker and our caregiver. So we pray that you shield and shelter us in this season of COVID and pandemic. Lord, we pray that you bless every giver as they give from their hearts and according to your word, that you will open the window of heaven and pour them out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. Now may your grace, the love of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, the person and power and presence of your Holy Spirit, be with us now, henceforth, and forever. Amen. Brother Jesse will give us instructions. Thank you so much for being here today.